Welcome to the 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show. My name is Ty Jackson, and today, 76 Capital's managing partner, Wayne Kimmel, speaks with TJ Caluzzi, CEO of LifeBrand. LifeBrand helps several professional sports organizations maintain a positive brand online through their technology. Some of LifeBrand's partners include the New England Patriots, Philadelphia Eagles, and Los Angeles Chargers. Hope you enjoy today's episode. US Integrity is a technology and data-driven analytics company monitoring for match fixing, game manipulation, and other unethical or illegal betting-related irregularities. US Integrity's mission is to help grow the legal, regulated sports betting market by providing solutions that ensure sports betting integrity in every play, every game, and every sport. US Integrity partners with a number of the largest professional sports leagues, such as the NBA and collegiate conferences in the US, and has licensed sports betting operators as valued partners such as BetMGM, Betfred, and Caesars. For additional information, please visit www.usintegrity.com.
Welcome to the 76 Capital Leadership Series. My name is Wayne Kimmel, and I'm your host and managing partner of 76 Capital, the sports tech venture capital fund. And on this show, I interview top sports entrepreneurs, executives, and athletes who are truly shaping the future of sports. I want to give a quick shout out to my producer, Ty, back at the station, who pushes all the right buttons and makes everything happen. And of course, Vince, who makes everything sound and look great. You can follow me on Twitter at Wayne Kimmel and across all social media networks at Wayne Kimmel, as well as follow 76 Capital at 76 Capital across social media, as well as YouTube and all the podcast networks where you find our 76 Capital Leadership Series. And remember, if you're an entrepreneur and you're building a company in the sports industry, something around sports betting, esports, the future of sports and technology, we want to hear from you. We would love to talk with you. Please reach out to us at 76 Capital, and hopefully we can find ways to help each other build amazing businesses. Now let's get to it. We have a great guest today. We have TJ Caluzzi. TJ, welcome to our 76 Capital Leadership Series.
Wayne, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here and talk to you and share our story with you today.
Well, TJ, I mean, it's amazing to have you on the show, the CEO of LifeBrand. I'm so excited to hear all the things that you're doing at your business, how you've taken the brand of LifeBrand itself, put it all over the world of sports. And it's just incredible to hear, you know, I can't wait to hear the whole story. So why don't we kick it off with, you know, what is LifeBrand, and share with our audience all the great things that you're doing there.
Yeah, Wayne, LifeBrand is AI-based technology that's designed to help protect both individuals, but also the corporate brands that they represent, that they either work for, businesses that they own. All of us now and day have personal brands thanks to social media. You started this show talking about follow me on Twitter, follow me on LinkedIn. Every one of us, whether we're a podcast host, an entrepreneur, a CEO, or a accountant at an accounting firm, we all have unique personal brands thanks to social media. And where this world's going is we can do a lot of either good or bad based on our social media presence. You see in the news all the time where a tweet or something from someone's past comes back to hurt them. Look, sometimes they're bad people and they maybe deserve to be exposed for what was out there. The majority of the time, they're good people. They're hardworking people that something got taken out of context, or maybe it was inappropriate 8 years ago or out of taste, but it doesn't mean they're a bad person. They should suffer or be canceled by today's cancel culture. So our technology gives individuals a chance to go back, clean up their social media from the past, make sure it's a great brand that represents who they are today. But more importantly, it gives employers and companies a chance to really embrace helping their employees build a strong personal brand. We provide technology that not just allows them to help their employees clean up things from the past, but educate them how to build a strong strategic brand through their social media, knowing that all those individual personal brands accumulatively represent the corporate brands that they work for.
Well, TJ, I think that's really helpful for our audience to really understand what LifeBrand's all about, what you're doing today. And you mentioned social media. You can also follow TJ at Tommy J. Cola. Great follow. You'll see all the amazing things that are happening at Life Brand and a little bit of a little of TJ's life as well, which is
yeah. You know what, Wayne? I really try to sprinkle in. Yeah, I try to keep it real, and you'll see my kids in there every once in a while. You might see a nice steak dinner I'm eating somewhere. But we really try to share the journey of what we're building here at Life Brand, not just to help educate people as to what our brand is all about, but also allow people to kind of follow along with what we're doing here.
Well, TJ, talk with our audience here about, you know, some of the brands that you've started to work with in the sports industry specifically that are working with you in Life Brand.
Yeah, you know, Wayne, we're really fortunate to work with some of the top sports organizations out there. We're very big corporate partners of Kraft Sports and Entertainment with the Patriots. The majority of our Philadelphia teams here, the Philadelphia Phillies, Philadelphia Eagles, the Philadelphia 76ers, the Atlanta Braves, the Chargers, the Texas Rangers. There's a whole bunch of them that we're adding on right now. And it's two phases. It's we're building authentic relationships with them. I think sports organizations really see the need for cleaning up their social media, making sure they have a strong personal brand. But for us, it's also part of our go-to-market strategy of getting out there. You know, when you're a new company like us, somehow you have to grow and brand yourself, build awareness. And we have such a unique offering that, yeah, we offer our technology to companies that can be bought as an enterprise solution or a B2B solution. But we also have a direct-to-consumer offering. Anybody out there, anybody watching this podcast, can go to our website right now, lifebrand.life, and get a free social media check, just like a free credit check. So to try to reach the masses when your target market's really everybody, and I jokingly say all the time when we're talking to our, you know, investors or potential clients, most of the time if you said your target market's everyone, people would laugh in your face and say, wow, these guys really don't have their finger on the pulse. But I mean, our target market really is anybody with social media, which is a lot of people. So us being able to partner with some of these iconic brands, you know, the Phillies, to have a massive 40-foot billboard in right field. Look, every single consumer walking into the ballpark is like, man, what's Life Brand? And they're Googling it and they're going to our website. It's building that awareness and that trust, not just so that consumer sitting in the stands at Citizens Bank Park wants to go do a free scan and buy our technology, but ultimately when their company then brings it to them and says, hey, this is a great product that we're offering you as an employee benefit, that trust level is there and that knowledge is there of them knowing who it is. But also we're able to really broker deals with other partners of these teams. It's been a really key part of our go-to-market strategy where, you know, we're still a relatively small, no-name company. You know, if I call on Citizens Bank, they're probably not answering my phone call. If I call on Independence Blue Cross Blue Shield, they're probably not answering my phone call. But when the Phillies introduce me to them, or we naturally meet in a suite one night or down at the ballpark, it allows us to have those meetings. You know, I sat down with the CEO, Gregory Devens of Blue Cross Blue Shield, a couple of weeks ago. We've sat down with the decision makers at Citizens Bank to try to put something together. So it's been a really key part of our strategy. But also, let's face it, sports fans love their sports teams. As a fan of the Phillies or the Chargers or the Patriots, if you see that your team's using it, you're more likely to use it and trust it. So it's really been a great part of our strategy. And let's face it, who doesn't want to go see a great sporting event along the way? So,
well, TJ, it was a brilliant move by you and Gemma and your whole team. We're going to get into your team, and I'd love to, you know, talk about that. But
yeah,
the deal that you did with the Phillies. I mean, look, Bryce Harper winning the MVP, hitting all those home runs to right field. You see Life Brand every time you see it. You watch all of his highlights. There's Life Brand. It's amazing. It was a brilliant move.
Wayne, it was very strategic on our part. There's a reason that we wanted the billboard right there. Bryce Harper, if you hear this, I love you, man. Thank you for hitting home runs right into that billboard all season long. Brad Miller hit a walk-off grand slam off our billboard earlier this year. So it was definitely great exposure. And look, it's a big risk doing something like that. When you're a startup like us, I mean, you know, Wayne, you guys invest in a ton of companies. You only have so much capital to work with. It's not cheap to put a 40-foot billboard in Citizens Bank Park. But you're betting on that long-term exposure. You're betting on, like you said, it's all over ESPN and Barstool and everyone's seeing it. And so far it's worked out really great for us. It's definitely building that awareness. You know, we paired that with a great radio campaign here in Philadelphia and digital marketing campaign here in Philadelphia through Odyssey, through 94.1 WIP. And, you know, we're at that point now where as we're going and meeting with people, they're like, oh, my God, LifeBrand, I've heard you everywhere. And that's what, you know, you can only dream of as an entrepreneur starting a company. And we're really excited to spread that up the East Coast and down the East Coast in 2022. And we're slowly bringing it out to L.A., working with the Chargers out there. We have a couple other things up our sleeves for the West Coast. So we're really excited about these sports partnerships. They have, look, I got some scrutiny when we first did it at the beginning. You know, for every person that thought it was a brilliant move, there was other people that said, "Ooh, I don't know about this." And it's too early to declare that it was the smart and the right move, but it's certainly trending that way.
Well, it's super exciting to have Tommy, you know, TJ Colazy on our I see the Tommy J. Cola. You got to follow, you know, TJ at Tommy J. Cola on Twitter, as well as, you know, LifeBrand.
Instagram, everything. LifeBrand too, yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, we talk about relationships and how you and Chad originally met on a golf course with some of your advisors, and investors of yours. And then the relationship that you have with the Philadelphia Eagles and now with Devontae Smith, which ties into our relationship with Rubicon Talent.
Right. I mean,
just, and Evan and the whole team is just amazing. And then, of course, you know, Nick from Philly Live, you know, Casino Philly and all this whole, all these interesting sort of webs of relationships. How has that helped you build your business so far?
I mean, it's helped enormously. I mean, you know, you just mentioned some, you know, really important people in the whole landscape of Philadelphia's business scene. And, you know, all those people you mentioned, Evan and the guys at Rubicon and Nick at Live Casino and you guys and the guys I met Chad with golfing, some of our investors and advisors, more than them being experienced and educated in what we're trying to do, I think the key component with all of them is a really good people. And I don't think people put enough emphasis on being in business and building relationships with good people. They're the kind of people you just want to spend time with. I hope people say the same thing about me. And that just allows the business to grow. You know, all of a sudden, you know, I'm not even with Nick at Live Casino, and he's texting me one night that, hey, so-and-so is here, and I was just talking to them about LifeBrand. You got to come down here. You know, a really good friend of ours, Jay Roy, who's a, you know, really popular DJ here in the Philadelphia area. He's the director of entertainment over at Live, or not Live, Xfinity Live. You know, he posted this thing Sunday during the Eagles game of him wearing a LifeBrand hoodie with the Eagles and LifeBrand co-branded on it, giving us a big shout out. Like, that stuff goes a long way. That's just natural, organic growth that came from building these relationships. So, yeah, maybe we spent some money at the beginning to get our name out there with the Phillies or Eagles, but that allowed it to roll into these other relationships. You know, I jokingly use a story, you know, Wayne, you guys are good friends with Brian Westbrook, the Sixers home opener this year. Yeah, right behind you there. The Sixers home opener this year, I was down there at the Sixers game and we were in the lounge during halftime and I was talking to, you know, Nick from Live Casino. He's like, oh wait, Brian Westbrook wants to meet you. And I'm sitting there thinking, no, I want to meet Brian Westbrook. Like, you know, he's my idol that I watched playing and playing for the Eagles. And it was so cool that, like, he had heard about LifeBrand and wanted to talk to us. So we're excited that, you know, as we're growing here in Philadelphia and getting our name out there and meeting all these amazing people, we're excited to keep replicating that across other cities as we grow in 2022 and 2023.
Well, let's talk about another Eagles player who's been involved with you for, you know, for a while now. And as you know, I guess for a while, he's been with the Eagles for a year now, but Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
You know, the Heisman Trophy winner at Alabama, now top wide receiver with the Eagles. How did that relationship happen? Like, how do you even start to work with some, you know, an athlete at that level of their game?
That's a great question, Wayne. I think it probably started with Mike Quick. Mike Quick has been on our advisory board for about 2 years now, has always really loved what we're doing. I've gotten to spend some time with him and he makes some introductions. I know he was talking with Evan and Devontae when they first came here. Obviously, Rubicon Talent's looking to secure great relationships and endorsements for their client. And, you know, we met and we started talking and it just made a lot of sense. You know, Devontae, if you're going to, as a young company like us, especially one that talks about brands and how well you're perceived through your social media, you really got to pick the right people. I mean, a lot of young athletes might not be the right pick for us, things that they say or do or share on social media. Devontae's just such a great kid. You know, the first time we met him was actually at a Phillies game. He brought his whole family with us. And, you know, we were talking to his mom and she's saying all he does is just play video games and run routes. You know, he's not going to be out partying. And you can see that in him. He's been a great guy to work with. You know, we host big tailgates for the Eagles game, Life Brand. Devontae's entire family was up here from New Orleans for the last home game. We had about 25 of his family members at our tailgate. They even missed the beginning of the game. They were having so much fun. But they're just, again, good people. I think it all comes back to good people. But having someone like Devontae, and look, Heisman Trophy winner, he's proved to come onto the scene and live up to that hype, which is really hard. A lot of these top draft picks, not just here in Philly, but other places, don't live up to that. So we're really lucky that he has. And again, let's face it, you know, when we're talking about people buy from their teams, you know, they're loyal Eagles fans. So if the Eagles are endorsing a product, they'll use it. When we have a 30-second commercial that pops on TV during the game or shows on social media and Devontae is the one in it, people are going to listen. It certainly adds a certain level of credibility to what we're doing. And I think he's excited too. Look, he's got some equity in what we're doing. You know, we don't have to, just because a contract says so, talk about us, Devontae. He really likes what we're doing. We have a great relationship with Rubicon Talent. And we're hoping to grow that, you know, with him and with other athletes as we grow. It's really a great model for what we're doing here.
But TJ, it's one of the things that we think is really important, and I really have enjoyed getting to know our guests on our 76 Capital Leadership Series and hear about their background, where they came from, where they grew up, what sports they like to play when they grew up. And also maybe tie into this as well, is were there any sort of mentors, whether it's from a business perspective or sports perspective, that you really looked up to and learned a lot from as you grew up as a kid?
I guess two of the people I really looked up to growing up, you know, besides my parents, you know, my father, you know, my mother were definitely two of the best people I could have possibly had to look up to. But some people think it's funny when I mention my high school wood shop teacher was just such, you know, people think wood shop and they think kids building some small little jewelry box. And his program is known throughout the country. You know, I built a Victorian pool table my junior year in high school. You know, it was appraised for over $30,000. I mean, a beautiful, solid mahogany, you know, hand-carved legs. And, you know, I talk about him because he taught kids to think way beyond what they thought potential was or way beyond what people put a ceiling on you. You're not going to build a jewelry box in this class. You're going to build a Victorian pool table, an actual table with slate, functioning. But he was really big on people figuring stuff out on their own. You weren't allowed to have plans in that class. I had to design the architecture to build that table by myself. He's not going to help you. He'll point you in the right direction, but he's not going to do work for you. He'll support you. And he was also real big on, if you make a mistake, you adapt. That pool table was originally supposed to be a four-poster bed, and I cut a big piece of wood wrong. It was an expensive piece of wood, so now it's what can we make with it instead? He was someone that I always really looked up to. So, I mean, I had a lot of great coaches, but our high school coach, John Heisman, our lacrosse coach, it wasn't good enough just to win. It was, you better win 20-0. I remember games that we would win 20-6, us running suicides and hills after the game because those six goals were sloppy that we gave up. And some people say that's overkill, but I think that's how you teach people to win. And, you know, that winning does matter. And, run up the score a little bit. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But yeah, definitely John Heisman and George Trout, my woodshop teacher, were two people I looked up to growing up.
And when you first got into the business world, you went right into the fitness and sports industry. Talk about that.
Yeah, I was a longtime executive in the fitness industry. I worked for LA Fitness, Fitness International, for well over a decade. And then for Crunch Fitness out of Manhattan. I loved it because my office was not a corporate office park somewhere. Even when I was a corporate employee, I worked in the individual gyms every day. Me and you talked about relationships earlier. I got to socialize with hundreds of members a day coming in, the staff from dozens and eventually hundreds of different locations over the years. And I loved it. I loved going to work every day. I was one of those people that genuinely loved going to work. But I always used to say, and I was not to brag, but I think I was pretty good at it. You know, I ran great health clubs. Our sales numbers were always great. Our retention was great with our members, which meant more to me than selling. Selling is one thing, but we kept them once we were there. We provided a great service, clean facilities, and that always meant a lot. But I always used to say, if I could find something that I could scale, you know, when you have a gym, you're kind of limited to a 3-mile radius around that gym to pull people to sell to. You know, people aren't going to drive an hour to go to a gym. I always said, man, if there was something I could sell online or through the internet, and I could build a company that I wasn't limited to a 3-mile radius, I could really do something special. And this idea for LifeBrand came to me when I was at Crunch Fitness up in New York. And we needed this solution for us. You know, there was a reason why it came up that we needed it. And I figured, you know, this was 2018. Social media had been around for a long time. I figured there had to be a solution that would use AI technology to help individuals clean up their social media, but also help companies do a proper background check through social media. Almost every company snoops employees' social media when they're hiring. And it's not illegal, but it's definitely not compliant. You know, it's we wanted to bring the whole process above board. So I had that idea and I spent weeks trying to find it. And when I saw that something didn't exist, that was kind of that aha moment. And you know, I'll never forget, it was April 24th, 2018. It was a Monday morning. I left Greenwich, Connecticut after my last day of work at Crunch, came home. And I probably should have asked my wife's permission before I quit my job and started a startup. I think most people would get killed for that. And my wife initially wasn't thrilled, especially considering she was 3 months pregnant with our second daughter at the time. And we already had a 3-year-old at home, but she was always supportive of it. And we went all in. I mean, we really went all in. Every dollar we had, maxed out every credit card, sold personal belongings to keep the company going at the beginning. You know, nobody wants to invest or give you money at the beginning before you can build that minimal viable product and that initial technology, get some initial traction. But I always knew if we could get it built, and it, going back to sports, I use this reference all the time, as corny as it may sound, you know, field of dreams, if you build it, they will come. I knew if we could get it built, the clients would come, the traction would come, the, you know, ultimately investors would come. And, you know, fast forward a couple of years, it was really, really hard those first couple of years. I mean, we had our water shut off at our house, our cable shut off, because every dollar we had was going into this, but it was worth it, or it certainly seems like it's going to be worth it.
Well, TJ, what was the thing that really helped kind of get you to that next level? That thing that sort of the light switch that flipped on, was it a relationship? Was it an investor? What kind of was the thing that just took you to the next level?
It was a combination of two things. You know, towards the end of us trying to build out our initial technology, because look, we needed a lot of permissions from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram to even make our technology work. And I had to prove to people that we could do that. One of the most important things along the way was we had run out of money. We needed another $180,000 to finish building our product. And our technology partner, Oaks Lab, they're based out of Prague. You know, I knew one of their owners very well from a past life, Kerry Gilligan. That's how we kind of started working with them. I mean, we were out of money. I had raised every last dime I could from friends and family and the initial couple seed investors we had. I sold every belonging I could sell, and I ran out of money. And the owners of Oaks Lab, Theo and Jake, they're two brothers, they came to me and said, look, we really should just stop building this right now. But we really believe in you as an entrepreneur as much as we believe in this idea. We're going to float you the last $180,000. We're going to build this for free. Not for free, but we're going to build it. You'll pay us when you can. We believe, just like you do, TJ, that if we finish getting this built for you, that'll get that initial traction. Sure enough, they got it done in August of last year. And in September, we were selected to pitch Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank in a pitch competition. 1,500 companies applied through Start Engine. You know, they're an equity crowdfunding site, equity-based, out of California, Start Engine. And 1,500 companies applied to pitch Kevin O'Leary. And we were one of 5 finalists picked to actually go in front of him in a Shark Tank-style hour-long pitch competition. It was me and 4 other tremendous entrepreneurs. And we ended up winning that pitch competition. Kevin O'Leary went on and on about not just how much he loved the idea, but me as an entrepreneur, how I knew all my numbers, how the presentation was perfect. Him and I then went to appear on Yahoo Finance a couple weeks after that. And that was certainly the turning point of the company. You know, when Kevin O'Leary is on TV saying, I just loved this deal. I thought it was ingenious. That certainly piques the interest of investors. It brings some early stage credibility to a company that as a young startup, you could only dream of. So it was a cut. But had Oaks Lab not finished building the product for us, I never would have been able to pitch it to Kevin O'Leary. And, you know, fast forward a year later, we've just about completed our Series A round where we've almost finished a $20 million raise. Our technology finally went to market earlier this year. And, you know, as we go into 2022, our revenues are starting to go the direction you want them to go. So those were definitely the key moments for us as a company. I definitely owe Mr. Wonderful a nice bottle of wine at some point.
Well, I certainly think that you're on the road to success. You know, but before we go, I gotta ask you, TJ, you know, if you're a company and or you're an individual, and what types of things would kind of get taken care of or wiped out of in your social media if there was something that you're not sure about, you don't remember maybe every single post that you've ever posted? Yeah. Like, how does it really work?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. I mean, our artificial intelligence goes back from inception and finds anything that could be potentially controversial or inappropriate. And I use the word potentially because, let's face it, what offends you might not offend me or vice versa. But you always think kids, because when you were young, so, you know, somebody like me that's 40 or older that didn't have social media when they were young, they're like, oh, I'm good. Ever since I had social media, I was responsible. It's people that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s that sometimes have this stuff on there. And I can give you a great example. You know, like we were doing I don't want to mention who the person is, but they work for a very big organization. They're on their C-suite. And, you know, we were scanning through their stuff. And one of the things that came up was they had called a local reporter here in the Philadelphia area, Nitwit. And like in itself, that's not a huge deal. And if you went back and looked at like the history of it, they were actually raising money for a charity. The two of them are good friends, but out of context, hey, this guy's bullying a reporter. Out of context, that could hurt him, hurt the brand that he works for. I mean, he was really upset when that was there. He's like, man, I can see how that could have gone the wrong way. Or look, sports fans, we're passionate about our sports teams. You know, maybe one day, 8 years ago, there's somebody that's an executive for a company and it's a Monday night game and the Eagles are playing Dallas and they just put F Dallas. You know, just little things that maybe certainly aren't going to make somebody not do business with you. But you as Wayne, as, you know, a prominent person, CEO of a company, founder of companies, you just don't want those things associated with you. So we allow people a chance to go find some things. You know, like we have a young girl that works for us that had like 400 posts identified because when she was young, she was an athlete and she used the F word a lot in a lot of her posts. I don't think anybody wouldn't like her, but it helps remove those things. And it helps remove things that maybe, look, times have changed. Things that maybe you thought were okay to share an opinion on a couple years ago. We also help find political posts, which some people say, well, why would you do that? Well, let's face it, in today's political climate, you're automatically offending 50% of the people out there, no matter what you post politically. And for some people, that's okay, depending on what your job is. But, you know, for me as the CEO of a company, if I post my political opinions one way or the other, no matter what side they're on, I'm probably losing some business because no matter what side I'm on, half the people out there think opposite of me. And in this political climate, people don't do business with people that think opposite of them. So a lot of companies that use our technology to help educate their salespeople of watch what you say, because you could be losing sales you don't even know because people are looking at your social media. And even if it's unconscious, don't want to do business with you because they don't agree with your political affiliation. Again, no matter what side it is. So we really just identify everything. I think the great thing about our technology, Wayne, I won't keep rambling on and on, but it doesn't just automatically remove the posts because that would be censorship on our part. That would be us being the judge and jury of what's wrong. All we do is identify an easy-to-read list for our customers of things that could potentially be harmful, and they can delete or ignore it right from that list. So they can decide if they want to remove it or not. And look, on average, over 95% of the posts we flag do end up getting removed. So I think that goes to show that, A, the technology is fairly accurate, but also people agree with us that I should probably get rid of those. And I don't have access to see the actual posts. You know, we're very big on privacy here. But studies that we've done with participants that have allowed us to see the results, you know, it's rare that it's these horribly racist or homophobic stuff. Those kinds of people deserve to be identified and not working for a place. They're just things that could be taken out of context or maybe don't represent who they are as an adult. And we help prevent that inevitable cancel culture or something blowing up in a company's face that could hurt them.
Well, TJ, this has been awesome. I'm really excited and so happy to have had you on our 76 Capital Leadership Series. I love all the things that are happening at LifeBrand. I'm excited for your success so far. I can't wait for next year when, you know, Bryce Harper's hitting some more home runs. Right, and we see that LifeBrand sign. We see LifeBrand all across, whether it's the Patriots, whether it's, you know, on the West Coast. Can't wait to see what you're doing out there. There's some really exciting things happening, and this is someone that you got to keep an eye on. And so I'm so happy that we had this opportunity to have, you know, TJ Colazzi on our 76 Capital Leadership Series. And thank you so much for joining.
Wayne, thank you. It's been a huge honor that you guys asked me to be on it, and I was really excited to be here today, too. So,
well, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. And remember, if you're an entrepreneur just like TJ, you're an athlete, you're a student, you're a business person who wants to do something that's truly the next thing in sports or in the esports industry or sports tech or just across anything in the sports arena, reach out to us at 76 Capital. We would love to hear from you. So once again, I'm Wayne Kimmel, and thanks for tuning into this edition of our 76 Capital Leadership Series. And just like TJ, and just like all great entrepreneurs, you just got to go out there and make it happen. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Diamond Kinetics, the market leader in mobile technology for player development in the sports of baseball and softball. DK's revolutionary swing tracker, bat sensor, and pitch tracker smart ball provides hitting and throwing data to players, parents, coaches, and teams, helping them understand their performance, improve, and have more fun playing the game they love. Save 20% store-wide when you use code CAPITAL20 at DiamondKinetics.com. That's 20% off using code CAPITAL20 at DiamondKinetics.com. Improve your game today with Diamond Kinetics. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode of the 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show with Wayne Kimmel and CEO of LifeBrand, TJ Colazzi. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Looking forward to welcoming you back next week.